Nolte, poll shows majority open to re-electing Trump, before Mueller report dropped. By John Nolte on March 26, 2019. 54% of registered voters said they would consider voting to re-elect President Trump and said so before special counsel Robert Mueller exonerated the president in the two-year Russia collusion hoax. On the flip side, the Hill-Harris poll found that 46% said they would never vote to re-elect Trump. The poll also shows the president has done a remarkable job holding on to his base of support. A whopping 95% of those polled who said they voted for Trump in 2016 said they could find a reason to vote for him again in 2020. What's more, Trump has some real appeal across the aisle. While 75% of those who voted for Hillary Clinton said they would never vote to re-elect Trump, nearly a quarter of Hillary's voters, a surprising 24%, said they would. Of those who did not vote at all in 2016, Trump loses 65-35%. Bolstering Trump more than any other issue is the booming American economy. When asked to explain why they would vote for Trump in 2020, 22% said the economy, which topped every other issue. Overall, Trump's job approval number held steady at a healthy 45%. And again, this was with the Russia collusion hoax still hanging over his presidency. Republicans continue to give the president strong support with 82% approving of him and only 18% disapproving. The pollster reports, which should dissuade the dead-enders in Never Trump from their nihilist attempt to primary Trump, especially with the Mueller investigation resolved completely in his favor. Worthy of note is how Trump's approval numbers remained steady at 45% over the past few weeks despite the media intensifying its hate jihad against the president over that same time period. Although the media gleefully portrayed the late Senator John McCain as an old, white, racist, womanizing crook during the 2008 presidential election, because McCain was a spiteful enemy of Trump's who saved Obamacare by breaking a years-long promise to repeal it, the same media now guard McCain's sacred memory with the zealotry of a cult and love to use that memory as an excuse to beat Trump like a stepchild. So, when Trump justifiably criticized McCain when it was confirmed last week, after being widely suspected for years that McCain is responsible for spreading the phony Russia dossier around, the media went into a 24/7 hysterical freakout that lasted over a week. But despite this coordinated media freakout, Trump's numbers didn't budge, which is another important sign the establishment media have lost their ability to sway public opinion. As far as re-election, with the Russia issue resolved, Trump will enter a new phase of his presidency with the issue of his legitimacy also resolved. This is a big deal, the moment when he becomes the American president and is no longer seen as a virus that snuck into the system. This normalization is good news for the country and great news is re-election because it means his chances are equal to those of any other sitting president, which means he will rise or fall based on the economy. If you want to know if Trump will be re-elected, take a look at the economic numbers next summer. Everything else is theater. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.